First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well,
My mother's father was French, and I don't know really how he came here, but his family had lived in France.
Mm-hmm.
But her mother's people came. One of them, I've forgotten which ancestor it was, came here when this country was settled, and had some kind of a land grant from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was on my mother's side. My father's people were Swiss,
mm-hmm.
and his mother's people were Irish and English.
Mm-hmm.
And he came here because his brother was a doctor, and he wanted to leave home because he and his father just tangled all the time. You know, they just couldn't see eye to eye, as
mm-hmm.
sons and fathers sometimes do. So he moved with his brother, who had gone to I can never remember. It's a place in West Texas where he became, where he practiced medicine, and so he came there to be with him. And eventually, his brother came to El Paso to practice as an ear, eye, nose, and throat specialist, and eventually became a brain surgeon.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they were about five. They were, I think, his brother was 5 years older than he was, but they were very close, and he seemed to follow him wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my uncle had first gone to the University of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and my father went there too,
mm-hmm.
because to be with his brother. And then of course they came out to this part of the country eventually. And my father was in ranching when he first came.
Oh.
I think his brother bought a ranch around in the Clint area. And so he went in with him,
mm-hmm.
And then later he met my mother, who was a postmistress at the Isleta Post Office.
Oh.
And she could not find, the strange thing about that time was that she could not find anyone to take her job, and they could not be married until she found someone to take her job at the post office. And so eventually, I suppose, she found someone in order to become the postmistress there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were married. But they had to wait a year.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny? And
why couldn't
it
man
seems
do
so
that
strange.
Job?
It seems so strange. And you know, for a woman to be a postmistress.
Yeah.
And they were married in about 19...
To take the job.
I would say about 1913.
Yeah.
Because my brother was born the next year after
mm-hmm.
we were married. So I think, and he was born in 1914. So then my father, at that time, the year I was born, he bought a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
He had Shanks Carpenter's Bakery and part of the bakery was, well, the bakery itself was in what was then called the City Market, and he took a part of that building, and that's where his bakery was.
Neat.
And of course, all of that building has been torn down now, is now a federal building.
Mm-hmm.
So that part no longer exists.
Yeah.
And so we grew up with him being in the bakery business, and he also had pear orchards.
Mm.
In the Lower Valley, we had 80 acres.
Wow.
Do you know where Smith Lane is?
Mm-mm.
It's, or the Valdespino Bridge. You don't know where?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think. Help
you
know,
I
identify.
Grew up here, but
you don't remember.
But I don't remember because I didn't drive around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not too far from where your grandparents lived, but it was on the other side of the highway,
mm-hmm.
and there were 80 acres of pear orchards. So, all the time that we were growing up, he had his bakery business and the pear orchard,
mm-hmm.
which 80 acres. You know, that was quite a job. But he had a foreman who ran it. And at that time, you know, there's so much of the history of El Paso that